one week of the great fast is over, and we could have experience of hunger, thirst, maybe more time spending prayer. And doing that, we could get some thoughts. Why I am doing that? Why I am torturing myself this way? Why I am keeping these hard things in my life, especially when I cannot see some kind of results in my life? Fruit, isn't it useless? And those things are coming very often to people of this modern time. We know and we accept somehow with our mind that these things which church offers us as a tools for spiritual life, we accept them as a good. But it is difficult to follow them because somehow we are missing experience that it brings us something good for our life. We keep them because, and we'll try to keep them, or minimum of them, because we try to be faithful to our faith. So while we are doing that, we are doing that for fulfillment of the promise Jesus gave to Nathanael and the other apostles in this gospel. He said, you will see the greater things. You will see greater things. And this is our desire, because now we know that through the fall of mankind, our eyes are blind, our bodies are weak, and many times we are slaves of our passions, and somehow we cannot see behind the horizon. And church teaches us that God's grace, when we allow it to come to our hearts, can transform this, our mind, and heal our mind, heal our eyes, heal our body. May everything serve to us to see greater things and to do greater things. What are those greater things? The saint says it is ability to see God. And I say that this ability to see God, it means to enter to this really intimate relationship with Him. It's so great that each our desire is fulfilled perfectly, that there is no other thought in our mind, that we have this blessedness in fullness in our soul, and we have just one desire, to stay in this joy forever. It is heaven. And we can read about that in life of saints, that many of them reach this state. They reach these spiritual heights. We read that, and we cannot many times understand what they are talking about, because we don't have this experience. Many times we think that, well, this is only, it was only able to happen in their lives, not in our lives. Many times we are setting way of life too low, very low, because we are a little bit afraid of to go and to follow Christ and to really search and try to obtain these greater things he is able to give us. I would compare this, our spiritual life or stage of spiritual life, because we have Sunday when we remember this defense of teaching of icons, to the icon. You can come to a church, and this first stage of spiritual life is that you can come and to enjoy beauty, really love the beauty of the church and all icons which are in the church. And many people are touched. How many times happens that somebody comes and they want to see the church and come, it's beautiful because these icons make this church beautiful and they see this beauty. But they live touched by beauty, but it is not something what is life-changing. And many times it is in our spiritual life, this, we act the same way. We stop by enjoying beauty of Christian life. So we try to keep those things which make our life nice, which makes us decent people, kind people. Some we are enjoying to look at this beauty of Christian faith, of Christianity and its values, that we are stopping over there and we say, that's it. But it is not something what we are supposed to do. It's the basic step. What can be higher level of spiritual life? Let's compare it to our attitude towards icons. The second we can compare it is that we not only love beauty of icons, but we use icons for prayer. We use them and we stand it from them and we pray. And this is like second stage of spiritual life, when we don't only love beauty of Christianity, but we start to ask God, you know, to help us to see more, to be part of our life, because we want to have some kind of relationship with Him. This basic prayer, that this basic desire be with God, in whom we expect our salvation. What is good? But still, it is just another step in spiritual life. The third step of spiritual life is, when we compare it to icons again, when we don't only love beauty of icons, we don't just pray in front of icons, but when we take board and we start to write icons, to paint icons. When we learn how to use brushes to make this beautiful picture or icon, when we learn what kind of color to use, what kind of shade, when we learn all these techniques we need for creation of icon. And this is third step of spiritual life, when we are looking for teachers, saints, and we are learning from them techniques how to live our life with Christ. What we are supposed to do, how we are supposed to form our life. And we try to force ourselves to spend time doing this work in our spiritual life. When we are too active or overactive almost, when we don't only enjoy Christianity, we don't only stay somewhere in the basic prayers and basic this desire to to have a relationship with God, but this stage is when we are active, and every day we search ways how to form our lives. In that way, maybe we can become image of God. And this is the level of spiritual life we should acquire. This is what we should learn through this great fast. To acquire this habit actively, to be active in our spiritual life, to have hunger for knowledge how to live our life with Christ and follow that. By removing bad habits and acquiring good habits, by recognizing what is still not image of God in us and replacing this what is image of God in us. And saints say that if we do this, sooner or later, God gives us this grace to acquire pure heart and pure mind. And pure mind and pure heart is that space which God wants to fill, and He fills it with His special spiritual gifts. Many of those gifts are used for good of church and are visible. And we can see in the life of saints that they were able to see to human hearts to help souls. Others, they were had gift to heal others. Others, they have gift of discerning. Many gifts which serves for others, which serves for church. But the biggest gift is when the person can see God. In life's many saints, we can find many, many moments when this gift was given to those people. And if I take experience of many of them, I would put it to this scheme that when they reach through ascesis, through their work, through the spiritual life, this clean heart and soul and mind, God gave them this foretaste of heaven. And it was some kind of contemplation of God in this moment, some kind of vision they cannot describe. Many of them were like in a state that, well, they thought they are dead. But they were taken so much with body and with soul by this vision, that they couldn't move even. And many stayed in this state for days. And they returned back. They didn't want to live a life they lived before. They were not able to describe what they saw, what they felt, what they experienced. Because it was much greater than any of human words can describe. And this is greatness which God promises us. This is greatness we need to accept now, this promise, this faith, because we cannot experience that. But testimony of the saints gives us this proof that God is giving His great things to those who follow Him with whole heart. God promises this to us too, and we might, well, it would be good for us if we somehow in faith, this whole heart, that we accept this invitation. When we allow to in our hearts to birth of this desire. Yes, I want these great things for myself. I want you, God, to give me these gifts. And because of that, I will be preparing my heart, my mind. I will make them clean. And you can come and dwell in me with all your gifts. Great fast calls us to be ready for greatness. The great fast calls us to prepare, to be prepared to accept great things from God. Let's not waste this holy time. Amen.